Right. Good evening. Today we are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Chaf Beis, and we're in the midst, I should say, halfway through the sugya of Yehu Shalom Idas, as to whether or not Yehu Shalom Idas is real. Do we say Yehu Shalom Idas is Yehush, which is the Shita of Rava, or do we say like Abaye that Yehu Shalom Idas is not Yehush? In other words, if I own something and it fell out of my pocket and I don't know that it fell out of my pocket, but it's something that doesn't require hachraza, there's no mitzvah of hashavas sabeda, would we then say that there's yeush, yes or no? That's the machlokas. Yesterday we saw, what did we see? Seven questions yesterday in the sugya. Today we're going to see questions 8, 9, and 10, and 11. 11 questions on analyzing this, and then we'll have our final answer, which we already know, because as we've already discussed, it's ya'al kegam, it's abaye and rava. This is the Yud of Ya'al Kegam. It's one of six times in all of Shas that we hold like the Shita of Abaye, which is unfortunate. He was quite the Talmud Chacham, just hard to know the dynamics. At least in today's Gemara, we'll see that there was a bit of friendship between Rav and Abaye. Let us jump in. We are starting on Chav Beis Amid Aleph, about six lines down, Tashma. Shataf Nahar, the river overflowed, and it took Korav, Eitzav, Va'avanav. It took boards, it took trees, and it took stones. And it took them and planted them in my yard. So these things happen in places where there are significant storms. And because that's the case, so now we need to know what's the din. The Gemara says, Hare elu shalom. If your things get flushed away in a flood and land in my yard, the halacha is that I get to keep them. And taima dinisya ashubailim. Skip two words. Mipnei shenisya ashubailim. The reason why this is the case is because we assume that the owners of the wood boards and the trees and the stones, we assume that there's Yeush. And Pashut, they knew there was a flood, yeah. Well, we'll have to see exactly what their mindset was, but they knew there was a flood and they knew their stuff is gone, yeah. And it doesn't say Gertz on it, just it's wood from Home Depot. It's not, no. So it says the Gemara Duke, Taima Dinis Yashu HaBailim. The reason why we assume Hare Elu Shalo, that if the flood took your products and put them in my yard, the reason why we say Hare Elu Shalo, that the lucky recipient can just keep them, is because the Bailam were Misyaish. Hastama lo. But let's say there was a case like Stan was just hinting to, where the Bailam were out of town. They had no idea that this took place. There was a flood in the Caribbean. That's where your house is. You went to Chicago because you don't do smart things. You're sitting there in the cold. What are you gonna do? The halacha is seemingly hastama, that had it been that there was no yeush, then we would have said lo. This supports the idea of lo have yeush, which is the shita of Abaye Kasha on Rava. Halacha b'maya skinan, says the Gemara, not necessarily true. K'sheyacho lahatzil, we're talking about a case where it's actually savable. Maybe you're seeing it float away. Then the Gemara says, yihachi, if that's true, ema seifa, what about the rest of this brisa of Shataf Nahar? Here's the rest of it. That if we see the actual owners of the item chasing down their item in the water as it floats away, the halacha is that that is chayav lahachzir. There we don't say that you just get to keep it. There we say that you have to return it. Says the Gemara, ibich. What's your question? So we have to understand the seifa. You're right. But what's bothering the Gemara right now is how the seifa and resha interact. And then the answer will be an answer to two questions. It'll be the answer of how do we understand the seifa, and it'll be an answer of how the resha and seifa interplay with one another. The resha up until now just taught us that if something gets swept out of my yard and lands in yours, then you get to keep it. The Seifa says if the Bailam are chasing after it, you don't get to keep it. So says the Gemara, I don't understand. If it's possible to save, if that's your kimta of the Resha, then what are we talking about in the Seifa that you're running? What does that even mean? Running, what does running have to do with it? If I can see it, and I'm not chasing it, I'll be like, okay, I see it's going to Stan's yard. He'll give it back to me. The Resha says no. And the Seifa seems to say that you have to run in order to do that. So the Gemara says, the way we need to understand this Gemara is as follows. When do we say that you can save it? It's b'yichol on the hatzil, but only al yedei hadchak. It's not, you would only be able to save it if you ran, right? Sometimes we make these kinds of decisions when we have to run to stop something from happening. Like if you're playing soccer with a kid, you might run ahead to stop the ball from going in the street. If you don't run, you're not going to catch it. Pasha, it's going to go in traffic. The ball is going to pop, upset child, broken ball. So therefore, the Gemara says it's yichol and lahatzil, but only al yedei adchak, only in a distress kind of a way. And therefore, miradfin lo ayush, that when the Baal HaBayis is chasing down the boards, then there's no yeush. But ein miradfin yeush. But if he's looking at float away and he's like, no way am I getting to that. So that is what this brisa means, and therefore no longer a question on Rava. And a quarter of the way down on Chaf Beis and Aleph at our ninth question, the Gemara says, Toshma, Ketzad Amru, where do we have the following din? Or what is the case of the following din? If Hatorim Shalomi Das Trumaso Truma, where Truma is given Shalomi Das, and we still consider that to be Truma. What is that case? Hareshi Yorad Lesochs Dechavero. A person goes down into their friend's field. So let's say I go into your field. The Likate, the Taram Shalobir Shus. And I gather stuff from your field, and I give Truma Shalobir Shus. I do so without your permission. So says the Gemara. And this is a Braisa. Im Choshesh Mishum Gezel. Ein truma so truma. This is weird. We'll have to figure out what this means. If what you're doing isn't gezel, okay, then sorry. If it is gezel, then ein truma so truma. But v'im lav, if it isn't a concern of gezel, then truma so truma. But the frame of the case was I went into your yard without permission. So why would it ever not be gezel? So the Gemara asks a third of the way down. Minayin hu yodea im choshesh mishum gezel v'im lav. If I'm going into Stan's field and I'm giving truma on his item, like. I'm not allowed to do that. It should be considered gazlonos. So says the Gemara, no, here's what happened. There's two possible iterations. Number one, Haresha, let's say that I'm in Stan's yard and Stan walks into the backyard. He sees what I'm doing and he sees that I'm being mafresh truma on his products, on his produce. And he says to me, why are you giving truma from the mediocre bunch? I want to do Truma the right way, the best way. Go give it from the Yafos, from the better bunch. So when he says that, what does that imply about what he thinks about my actions in Stan's yard? What does Stan think of me? He thinks I'm doing him a favor. So Truma, so Truma. However, im nimtzu Yafos mehen Truma, so Truma, v'im lav. But let's say Stan said that to me, and really Stan didn't have any nicer produce. I already was taking it. So then his comment becomes snarky. His comment becomes like a little bit of a jab, because if he says in a case where there isn't anything nicer, if he says klach etzel yafos, that's like saying, why don't you go take an even better produce, right? So there, that guy is a gazlan. So that's how we're mavchen. We have to measure how the balabas reacts to me being in his yard. If he says klach etzel yafos, I picked the B quality fields and their A quality fields, that means we're on the same page. Maybe I have boundary issues, but we're on the same page. But if you say klach etzel yafos to me and you took the nicest, and I was already taking the nicest, that means you're upset at me. So we have this is very unique, where we have to assess gzela based on the perspective of the balabas. Huh? It is fascinating. And not only that, the same phrase could mean different things. Right. So like that really, I mean, you'd also can look at the person's face most likely. But over here, we're seeing what the Gemara means in regards to truma so truma. And in short, the answer is that if I'm in someone's yard and the comment that the balabas says is a promising one, then we're good to go. And if not, then not. So says the Talmud. And the Braisa continues, Liktu habayalim vosifu alein. Let's say that I'm in Stan's yard and I started gathering some stuff, and then Stan comes home and helps me. And vosifu alein, then, bein kachu vein kach, whether or not his comment about klach etzel yafos was true, trumaso truma. That's pashut, because at the end of the day, you literally are helping me. So there are various ways that the balabas can show interest in what you're doing or disinterest. It doesn't only have to be the phrase of klach etzel yafos. It can be your actions. It could be your facial expressions, because at the end of the day, we have to assess whether or not this truma is a truma. Okay, says the Gemara. Wait one second. One last thing. And v'chi nimtzu yafos mehen truma so truma. And if also we find that there are nicer properties, like we said earlier, that's also truma so truma. Says the Gemara, Amai, I don't understand why any of this is true. Be'idna de taram, I did the hafrasha before Stan knew that I did the hafrasha. Halo havayada. He didn't know about it. What's our machlokes Abaye and Rabba? Yehu Shalom Das, Abaye says, lo hava yeush. And if Abaye is right, then this brice is a problem for him. If a lack of yediyas means that there is no yeush over there by Yehu Shalom Das, then a lack of yediyas by truma should mean that there is no truma. So, kasha on Abaye, and a strong question for Rava. Says the Gemara, Tir Gemara Rava, Aliba de Abaye de Shav Yishliach. Rava's a nice guy. He comes in and supplies the answer for his Bal Plugta. And he says to Abaye, no, Abaye, I have an answer for you. This price is not your problem. And Rava ended up being wrong altogether, so that was a whole different discussion. Says the Gemara, de Shav Yishliach. The case of me going into Stan's yard was me being a shliach. It wasn't Stam that I walked into Stan's yard. That's got to be usser. Trespassing in secular law. I don't know if that's a halachic. If you ruin something, can you just walk through someone's property? Okay. But here, if it's shav yishliach, if I really am a shliach, so then the whole conversation changes pretty drastically. And the Gemara says, hachanami mistabra, it's very reasonable to assume, says the Gemara, that we are dealing with shlichus. Two-thirds of the way down on Chav Beis Amar Aleph. De'isal kadaitach the lo shav yishliach. Because if you want to say that when I go into Stan's yard and I'm mafresh truma, that I'm not a shliach, mi havya truma so truma, that can't be. We have a unique din by the world of truma that for sure this will not be truma, having nothing to do with Abaye and Rava, but a din that's specific to the world of truma. The pasuk says v'ha'atem gam atem. The pasuk says im tarimu gam atem trumas Hashem mikol masrosechem, but we have the extra word gam. Gam atem amar rachmana lerabos shluchachem. And what does that mean? What does this drasha mean when we include a shliach? Here's what it means. Ma'atem, just like you, the balabas, when you're mafresh, it's ledatchem, that you need to know what's going on. You need to be willing to be mafresh. Af shluchachem ledatchem. It has to be that even if the shliach is giving, he has to be on the same page. You can't ask a kasha from here on Abaye and Rava. Because we already have a separate din, completely separate of Yeush. When it comes to Truma, the person who's being mafresh, if you're a shliach, you are representing the Bailim. But if the Bailim don't know that you're doing it, the hafrasha doesn't count one way or the other. And it must therefore be like we said before. We are dealing with a case of shlichus. And ve'omar le zil trum. And Stan says to Phil, go do the Truma. Ve'lo omar le trum mehani. But he didn't say, do it from this particular pile. So that case is already a little bit more murky. I have permission to be mafresh, but I don't know where exactly he wants me to be mafresh. The stame de baal, we generally would assume about the owner, the stame de baal abayis, kitarum mi beinu nesutarum. So, okay, a little bit of a discrepancy. And then, uba baal abayis umetzova, amar le klach etzel yafos. Why don't you go take from the best ones? So is it snarky or not? Im nimtzu yafos mehan, then trumaso truma. That it's not a snarky comment. Im lav ain trumaso truma. And therefore, this brisa altogether is not dealing with anything we can ask from, because really what we're dealing with is shlichus, and really what we're dealing with is a unique din in the world of truma that whoever is being mafresh for you has to do so bidas bailim. So says the Gemara. That brings us to the first of the long lines on Chaf Beis Amar Aleph. The Gemara tells a little bit of a story. We're going to call this Haggadah from Maseches Bava Metzia. No, this should be as excited as we get. Labustana de Mari Bar Isak. They went to the orchard of Mari Bar Isak. I see Arise. There was a sharecropper there, right? Not the Bailim, but the sharecropper. And he brought to them Tamre Virimone. He brought them dates and rimonim, pomegranates, v'shoda kamayu, and he put out a little bit of a spread in front of these chashuv rabbanim. That's some good company. Ameymar, Marzutra, and Ravashi coming to your house for dinner. Sounds wonderful. Ameymar v'Ravashi achle, but only two of them ate. Marzutra lo achil. Adahachi, while all of this was going on, remember the sharecropper was the one who gave the food. Did he have permission to give? Did he not? Same as our truma question. Did he have permission to give? Did he not? But while this happened, so two people are eating in Marzutra is not. Asa Mari Bar Isak, the owner of the orchard, comes home. Ashkechin, who he sees what's going on, and he says to the sharecropper, hey,
Amailo Isis Lulurabonon Mehanach Spirta. You gave them from the B plus trees. We have A plus trees. What are you plucking? Go give they're the most chashuv people. What does that show us now? That the Bailim are in. The Bailim agreed with the decision of the sharecroppers. So Amru Leah Memer Virabashi Limar Zutra. Now they said to the person who was being machmer, they said, I understand maybe why you're not eating, because the sharecropper put it here, not the Bailim. But Hashta Amailo Achil Mar. Why are you not, why wouldn't you eat now? The Bailim came home and said to the sharecropper, I wish you would have given them better stuff. So push it that even if you want to wait until you hear, okay, but now you heard from him. Go eat. Go eat. So says the Gemara, the Tanya, after all, the reason why we know Mar Zutra that you should be able to eat is because of the brisa that we saw above. When we have a comment from the Bailim that indicates to the person in the middle, the guy who did the truma, hey, I agree with what you did. I wish you would have done nicer. That shows us that everything is perfect. So then why won't that work over here? So we learned a very important yesod over here, one that we learned in a previous Masechta and Maseches Kiddushin. The Gemara says, because Amar Lehu, Hachi Amar Rava. Mar Zutra said, I'll tell you why I'm not eating. It's because of a din of Rava. Lo amru klach etzel yafos, ela le'inyan truma bilvad, mishum de mitzvahu, v'nichale. When do we rely on measuring the tone and words of the balabas? That is only in regards to truma. It's not in regards to anything else. It's only in regards to truma. Then the Gemara gives some parameters, de mitzvahu v'nichale, because it's a mitzvah to do it and he wants it to be done. That's why I can invade someone's privacy and rely on my giving truma, and the bailim, if they say klach etzel yafos, I can make that diuk when we're dealing with a mitzvah. The mitzvah of hachnasas orchem that's not sufficient. We remember what we're doing. It's very mechudash, and that answers a question that we asked a little bit earlier. Why are we allowed to rely on someone's feelings ex post facto? When the bailim walk in and say klach etzel yafos, I see Phil. He walked into Stan's yard. Stan's like, Phil, why did you take from there? I have such nicer fruit over there. So the reason why that bichlal works is because truma is a mitzvah. And it's nichale for Stan that he should have it mufrash anyways. I'm helping you do something you'd have to do anyways. That's why we rely on klach etzel yafos. But when it comes to another case where there is no mitzvah, I have guests over, I have a Meymar and Mar Zutra, they're coming to eat over in Ravashi. There's no mitzvah to put out the Rimonim and the Tamarim. Therefore, we cannot rely on klach etzel yafos, and therefore it's completely usher to eat the food, because the Aris who brought the food never had permission. And even when the guy comes in and says klach etzel yafos, aval hacha, here, when I come back to my yard and I have these three chashuva guests over and my sharecropper has given them these foods, aval hacha mishum ksifusahu damar hachi. Over here, when there's no mitzvah and it's not nichale, maybe the only reason why the Bailim said klach etzel yafos was because they were embarrassed. What are you going to tell Rav Ashi? You're going to tell, no, you can't eat. No, of course he's going to say you can eat it, but he didn't want to say no. The context in which this was being given over was one where he had no choice but to say yes. Doesn't mean that I would have been in agreement with the whole thing is b'dieved. I don't want that to happen. So that's the chakira the Gemara makes. In the world of Truma, we can say klach etzel yafos. When the Bailim walk in and Stan sees that I was mafreshes Truma, Phil, thank you very much. Klach etzel yafos, I have nicer ones over there. Truma so Truma, no problem. If Stan walks in and I already took the best and is like, klach etzel yafos, why don't you go sell my car? Why don't you go sell my house? Okay, I see he's upset. So then it's gzela and it's not Truma. But over here, the klach etzel yafos doesn't even register, because there's no mitzvah. And I'm afraid that when the Bailim come back, they tell the Aris, I would have stopped you. But I'm embarrassed because I have chashuv guests over. And that's how the Gemara makes its distinction. And therefore, question number 9 is no longer a question. That's a good question.
How specifically asked that question, but he does.
Mm-hmm.
That he has rights.
Yeah, so it could be that he's saying, you're giving, give for yourself.
The question is, I think the question is better than the answer from what I saw. Like, Rokoshin said he's going to forget to tell the Balabais, by the way, I spoke Exim, I took two oranges.
I'll
somebody needs two oranges, but, take two oranges, connect.
I already had two oranges.
I love your mushal, but you did miss the fact that he pounded two already. He's getting his vitamin C up. It's a fast day. But it's, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Tosfos over says over here, the Hasam Habakula Shir Truma that we were dealing with, making sure that the shear was full. There are logistical concerns. But your question is a totally fair question. What? Question's better than the answer. Yeah. I totally hear you. V'yesha Torim Kach, V'yesha Torim Kach. And therefore the sharecropper has no right to do it on his own. I still like the question more, but it shows you that like there is a shutfus aspect over here that kind of requires both people to be involved. Toshma, 10th question on Rava and Abaye. This one's a little sophisticated and a throwback to other mesechtas where we've learned about the idea of chiyutan, of being machshir of food to transfer tuma. So what we know is that if you have a fruit that is wet with one of the seven liquids of Yad Shachat Dam, which we've learned, I don't know, 50 times in Shah so far. So then, if and you know about it, it has to be your das also that you know about it and you want it to be wet. You washed it in a basket. So then there is a potential of transfer of tuma. I learned something new when I was preparing this stuff. I didn't know this. Please join me. This was a chiddush to me. I didn't know. Odehu atal alav v'sameach hareze b'chiyutan. He didn't put the water on. There was just dew on it in the morning. It was already plucked from the ground. If it's connected to the ground, it's mechuber lekarka. It's not subject to tumah. But let's say it was plucked already. And in the morning dew, you look at it, you're like, givaldik. So then, hareze b'chiyutan. Take a look at Rashi. I did not know this. Rashi, four lines from the bottom. Hareze b'chiyutan. V'huchshur l'tumah me'ata v'ad olam. Even when it's dry. Did you know that? I didn't know that. I did not know that. That the chiyutan means that if there's once you're okay that the fruit is wet, and if you own fruit, that will happen because you'll run it through a washing system. Certainly, in the industrial side of things, you put it through whatever they do. So then it's bechiyutan forever, which is interesting because I could have sworn I saw in the postgame that one of the things you can do after you wash an apple is dry it. So that you don't have to wash the tilas yadayim. Is that lo nachon?
It's the rabbanon, so it could be a different.
Brand. Could be, but the huchshur l'tumah me'atav adu. Not without the tilas yadayim. People b'mashka. And now it's muchshar l'tumah. The whole concern about washing the tilas yadayim is tumah.
Correct.
Yadayim askani osein. So if my hands are dirty and it's b'chiyutan, then why would I be able to not wash my hands for tibul b'mashke on a dried piece of fruit? Because it's me'atave adolam. I did not know this. I don't think I've ever learned this Rashi. Or if I did, I conveniently forgot it. Usually in sixth grade, when you learn the Mishnah of Eilu Messias, you get like four lines into the Gemara and you stop. You know, and I don't remember that either. So anyway, that's what the Gemara says. The Braisa opens, Odehu atal alav esameh hareze b'chiyutan forever. However, Nugvo, if it was dried, and Rashi over here highlights this very important point, Ad Shalom Matzan, he hadn't seen it be dried. He never knew that it was wet to start with. Let's say I walk by your field, I see that there's a piece of fruit that's wet, and I'm a little OCD, and I wipe off all the water. Now it's dry. So if it was found that way, Afal Pisha Sameach, that it was wet initially, Einan B'chiyutan, top of Chav Beis, I'm at a base. We're going to go about eight lines onto Chav Gimel Amin Aleph and then stop. Eina b'chiyutan. My taima, says the Gemara, and here's where the lamdus comes in. Lav mishum, isn't this because de lo amrin on the following, that we don't say, a lot of double negatives here, it must be that we don't say that kevan de iglei milsa de hashta nichale, meikara nami nichale. It must be that in moment two, when I see it now dried, and I say to you, oh, by the way, David, I dried off the piece of fruit. You'd be like, oh, I was happy when it was wet. But because you didn't know about it when it was wet, so what you feel now doesn't matter then. Yeush, yeush shalomidas, have a yeush or lo have a yeush? Same exact thing. That's the Gemara's question over here. So this then poses a question. Because over here, it seems to say that yeush shalomidas lo have a yeush. That's what it seems from the Gemara. And that poses a question on Abaye. So the Gemara says, Shiny Hossam, the world of v'chiyutan, the world of being machshir peros is different. V'chsiv kiyutan, ad sheyitain. And this drasha means that you have to will it, you have to be willing that it's wet, but you weren't there for when it was willing, when it was wet. not, it's very close to what we're saying, but it's not the same thing. It's because it's a gzeres hakasu. Right? The pasuk says that you have to be willing, not about yehu shalom midas. It's not that. It's not the svar at the top of the page of heven digloi milsa dahashta nichale meikon. It's not that. It's the pasuk. The pasuk says kiyuta. Yahachi resha nami. Oh, hold on 1 second, says the Gemara. If it's all about das, so look how the case was presented in the resha. On the bottom line of Chav Beis Meral, what does it say? Odehu hatal alehen. Did he put it there? He didn't put the dew there. He didn't turn on a sprinkler in the morning. So why over there is that considered b'chiyutan? Our Gemara says over here, Hasam kidirav papa. The Rav Papa Rami, Rav Papa pointed out a reality in the Psukim. Ksiv, the way the Pasuk reads is ki yitain. If you were a day school product and you saw the words, let's say they called you up to lane this aliyah, you would never say yutan. You would never say that because there's no extra yud in there. It's not shalim. You would say ki yitain, the karinan ki yutan. We read it differently. Haketzad. So how do we understand this? The Creek Siv, how do we understand that? We need it to be that when it's placed on the water, it's with the same willingness as when you would have done it yourself. So when you find it with the dew on it, you have to be okay with it. That's what the Gemara says over here. Ma yitain ladas, just like when you put water on it, it has to be your desire. Let's say that I didn't want to get the fruit wet. It was in my yard and I turned on my sprinkler hoping to water my grass. I forgot about the fruit. That's not mukshar lekabel tumah. That's not my das. I don't want that to happen. Af ki yutan, so too, when someone else puts water on it, yutan is when the water is placed, as opposed to I place the water. That was the case of the dew, the towel. Then, af ki yutan, nami ladas. So says the Gemara, and therefore, no problem at all, because we're dealing with the gzera sakasav of ki yitain and ki yutan v'chule. And now down to the 11th and final question, down to the final stretch of the Machlokas Abai and Rava, Chaf Beis Amid Beis, 8 lines down, Toshma, Domer Rav Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shmal, Ben Yehot Tzadok. Minayin Le'aveda, Sheshatfa Nahar, Shehimuteres. How do we know that when something is Shatfa Nahar, when a riverbank overflows and it carries something from my property into yours, that you're allowed to keep it? We already had the din on the previous Gemara, right? Previously, we had the Braisa. The Gemara doesn't say how we know that it's true. It just said that it is true. So this is the Marimako. The Gemara says, Dichsiv, V'chein ta'aseh l'chamoro, V'chein ta'aseh l'sim laso, V'chein ta'aseh l'chol aved asachicha, Asher tovad mimenu umetzasa. Normally, when we see this, we think, oh my gosh, it's going to be klalu pradukla, but it's not. It's not. It's easier. Just a regular drasha. Mi she'avuda heimenu, umetzui etzel kol adam. Generally, we would say that which is lost from one person and it's found by another person, that's when we normally have the din of Hashavas Aveda. However, Yotisazu, the case of Shatfa Nahar, is a case where you finding your item ever again is so unlikely. She'avuda mimenu ve'enu mitzui etzel kol adam. The fact that it landed in my yard was a total fluke. Therefore, you can keep it. Simonim, not simonim, doesn't matter. It was so, remember yesterday I gave the example when Jake's glasses got knocked off. If they ended up in my boat an hour later because I was fishing and I fished out his glasses, 1 in a billion chances I don't have to give them back. Because that's not what the mitzvah is. The mitzvah is not normal. That's not normal. So says the Gemara, this is a very lumdish idea, about a quarter of the way down, the isura dunya de hetera. When we have a case of isur, it's similar to the case of heter. And let's pull this apart. Ma hetera, when you're allowed to keep an item, bein de isba simen, uvein de lesba simen shara, that in this case, you're allowed to keep this item, in that extremely rare case where I fish out someone else's lost item from the bottom of a lake. Afisura nami, afisura, the same thing is true when it's usur to keep something, bein de isba simen, uvein de lesba simen asura. Very interesting thing. So what we see over here is that even without his knowledge, it would still be usur, which is Akasha on Rava, Tiyuvta de Rava Tiyuvta. And the Gemara accepts this as a full all-out rejection. No answer is given. You're right. V'hilchasa kavase de Abaye be'ya'al kigam. We paskin like Abaye, that Yeyush shalomi das is lo have Yeyush. What does that mean? That if I lost an item, it fell out of my pocket, and maybe I care about it, maybe I don't, but I don't even know that I lost it. Halacha l'maaseh, it's not Yeyush until I know. You can't borrow it. You can't sell it. You can't use it. You have to not use it. You may have a mitzvah for Shabbos Aveda. Fine. But from the Yeush perspective, it is not considered Yeush. Yet, even if we know that the moment that he realizes he will be Miyayish, doesn't matter. Yeush requires Das. So says Abaye. Rava argues, and we paskin like Abaye. And halfway down on Chav Beis Amud Beis, we just go straight for the jugular here. Amar le Ravacha Berei de Rava. L'Rav Ashi, look at who's talking. Okay, Rav Acha Berei de Rava asks the question about the fact that we don't paskin like his own father. That's what it looks like in the Gemara. I don't know if it's the same Rava. I presume it's the same Rava, probably. And they ask Rav Ashi, "V'chi me'achar de'itos of Rava?" Look, now that you guys have blown Dad out of the water, "Hani tamrei de'zika," when wind knocks a date off the tree, "Heichi achlinan lehu?" The Bailim don't know that it happened. And if the tamre, if the dates fall off the tree and the Bailim don't know, so why, and we saw that this is allowed, why am I allowed to eat them? It's Yeush Shalomidas. Yeush Shalomidas is not Yeush. So says the Gemara, Omar Le, Kevan de'ika shkatzim were masim de'ka'ach le'luhu. When it comes to dates, the second they hit the ground, the ants are swarming, the bugs are swarming, the flies are all over it. So therefore, me'ikara yu'ushe mi'yayish minayhu. If I own a date tree, I know that the second the date falls, it's done for. That's why when you drive through Eretz Yisrael, you see that there are these nets around, you ever see this? That there are these huge nets around the cluster of dates, so that when dates fall, they're caught and no bugs can get in. Why? Because then they don't get ruined. And otherwise, if they're on the ground, the animals take them. So therefore, when it comes to tamrei that fall off of the date tree because of wind, there, the Bailam are miyayish out of the gates, even before they even know about it. It's a halachic assumption. Yeah. Yeah, correct. Same idea. Same idea. The Gemara there says that Te'ina,
yeah,
a fig is not a date, by the way. But that's one big distinction. So why did he say that? I don't know. I just need more time to look at it. I don't know. It's a very good question, though. Oh, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Papa on the bottom of Chafa Aleph Amud Beis, Te'ina im nefilasa nim eses. That's what he says. Two lines from the bottom on Chafa Aleph Amud Beis. He says it's disgusting. Similar svar. Different fruits. Different, yeah. Different. They grow where?
Here. Osawa.
Machmas misikusam.
These fruits.
Because they're sweet.
The bugs attack. Sweet. They don't attack
out. Masha'in can't.
They don't attack out.
It's like a tain.
Tain is so sweet.
But these are, I don't know what exactly.
Figs are super sweet. He wasn't a fig Newton.
Yeah. I don't know Zika, like, is what? A certain species.
No. Zika means that it fell off because of Zika, because of wind. Yeah. Yeah. But a fig is also sweet. Why didn't he say that over there? Figs are really sweet, no?
Sure.
What? You like fig Newtons?
I do. I grew up on them. When I'm in gas stations in Indiana, I buy a whole sleeve. I'll pound them. Yeah, a whole sleeve of them. Oh, come on. Really? I see this. I know. They're too greasy for me, and I like junk food. Oh, my. I want the chicken fingers from Popeyes. Yeah. Okay, let's go. I know. Yeah, it has an OR. It's a perfectly... Yeah. I'm giving out hechsher.
You're traveling.
Huh? I know. Nobody knows. Although the guy driving my car knows he knows kashrus a little bit. So, okay. Seriously, where are we? Oh, here we are. So that's what the Gemara says, is that when it comes to te'enim dezika, there we say the animals find it very sweet, and therefore we will extend the gra. Anything that's very sweet, that's what he says. And in the gra there at the end, he writes masha'en kein she'ar peros. The Magid Mishnah on the Rambam that he's talking about says that it only applies to sweet fruits. Again, I don't know where the parameter is. I don't know how you define sweet.
The fact is, it's the type of thing that
draws bugs.
The Baal HaBayis certainly knows that's a goner.
Right.
That's the point.
Unlike
Baal is pashut or not sweet. Yeah.
Knows 100% that's a goner.
Correct. Yeah. Fascinating. Says the Gemara, well, that's great that the Bailim might do that. But what about Yasme? What about, you know, orphan children who now own the estate? Delab b'nei mechila ninhu. This is a fascinating question, actually, because it implies that the Yeush is not just automatic. There's a cognitive piece. You said it in the right words, that the Bailim know that if it falls, it's done for. The kids don't think that way. They're children. They don't think that way. So what about those kids? And Amarle, Baga Be'ara de Yasme lo machzakinan. If you find a random field where something fell, you don't have to assume that it belongs to a kid. That's let's just use some halachic legal parlance. It's called a parish meruba parish. Most people who own properties are not orphaned children. Says the Gemara, okay, but muchzak ve'omeid mai. Let's say if we knew for sure that it was owned by a kid, or karkisa mai. Or karachta from like a karach, if it's enwrapped in a wall, if it's a city like that, or a room like that, whatever it is, outdoors, amarle, you're right. Then asira, that's taka true. Then if they fall by wind, it would be usir because the kids, if it's kids, they have no capacity to do mechila. They're just kids. They have no idea. They wouldn't know to, and even if they did, they're not b'nei das. And if it was some type of arboretum that was like totally cordoned off, then you also cannot take them. It has to be in a place where the bugs can get to them. Very good. Two dots halfway down. We had said yesterday in the opening mission of the parak that krichos birshus harabim hare elu shelo, that if there are piles in rishus harabim, then you get to keep them. These are small piles, not big piles. We'll see soon what this is talking about. And here's version number one of our Gemara. Omar Rabba, Ve'afilu bedavar shiyesh bo simen. He says that when it comes to krichos, to small piles, even if there's a simen, hare elu shalo. Alma, kasavar Rabba, Rabba holds that simen ha'asui lidares, that if there is a simen, that if people were to have walked on that simen, it would be no longer noticeable. Lo have simen. Not every simen is a simen. And this is a very important introduction to the world of simanim, which is that, let's say I take the letter, I take my vegetation and I put it in the, you know, with my initials, PK, right? So then that's nothing because Rabba holds that if by people walking on it or just kicking it around, that your simen is no longer present, lo have simen. Rava argues, Rava Amar, lo shanu ela b'davar she'ein bo simen. We have to be talking about a case where there are no simanim. Aval davar she'yesh bo simen chayav lahachris. Alma, he must hold, kasava Rava, simen ha'asui lidares, have simen. So if I put them in the PK initials, that's how I shape them. So everybody knows they belong to me. Then they're mine. It's a big machlokas. It's a big machlokas on what the case is. Are we talking about with a simon or not? And ve'ikad amasni lahashmai saban pe nafsha. Some say that this machlokas, Rabba and Rava, and this is a bit of a cross-generational machlokas because Rava was the 4th century of Amorim. Rabba was older. So Rabba and Abayi, Rabba and Rabbi Yosef were the same age. Abai was a Talmud of Rabbi Yosef and Rava as well. So this is a bit cross-generational. And here's what they were discussing. Simen ha'asui lidares. Again, it's just reframing the same machlokas, organizing it a different way. When we see that there is a simen that had we stepped on it, it would no longer be a simen, would that count? Rabba amar lo habi simen, v'rava amar habi simen. Just a reframe of the same exact thing. Now the Gemara is going to ask a kasha on this. Tanan, we have a Mishnah. 15 lines or so from the bottom, Chaf Beis Amud Beis. Krichos Birshus HaRabim. We have these small piles in a public domain, Hare Elu Shalo, as we've already seen in our Mishnah, and now we see again in this Mishnah right here, we see that it belongs to whoever finds it. Birshus HaYachid, however, Notel Umachris. There, you need to do Ashavas Aveda, you need to announce it. So says the Gemara, Heichidami. What are the parameters of this case? Is it with a simon or without? We're going to try and leverage this case to clarify if we hold like Rabba or Rava. Echidami, ida les behu simon. If there is no simon at all, so then birshus hayochid my machris. What exactly do you want me to say? There's zero simonim on this in the birshus hayochid. Somebody lost an apple. What does that even mean? That's not even shayach. Elolav. It must be the isbehu simen. And even though there is a siman, v'katani b'rshus harabim harei lushelo alma, what we see from this brisa is siman ha'asui lidareis lo habi siman tuyub to derava. Beautiful argument. That because we know in rshus hayachid that no simanim by its nature means that there's nothing for you to even say b'hachraza, it must therefore be that Rava is wrong in his opinion, that something which is asui lidareis is considered to be a siman. Amar lach Rava, he would answer you, le'olam delesbehu siman. Really, the Mishnah of Krichos Birshus HaRabim, there is no Simen. Ah, Yudaka Amrish Birshus HaYachid, my Machriz. Okay, so then what were you concerned about in the Rishus HaYachid? Machriz Makom. You're right. You're not going to be Machriz the item. You're going to say, somebody lost something in my field. Zehu. And then, if you came for Shabbos lunch, if you came to deliver a package, then you can make a cheshbon. That's what the Gemara says. The Rabba Omar Makom Lo Have Simen. I would never have thought. The Itmar Makom Rabba Omar Lo Have Simen. The Rabba Omar Have Simen. Machlokes are these. I'm just going to speak in terms of Rishonim for a moment. Are these two machlokos the same machlokes, or are they different machlokos about Makom? Because they seem to be drawn from the machlokes about whether or not we say simon ha'asui lidareis, yes or no. They seem to be very similar. All right, let's see if we can figure this one out. Tashma, we have a brisa. Which one? Do we say makom is a simon or not? Krichos birshus harabim harei lushalo birshus hayachid no telu machr. Same exact brisa, but the brisa continues. V'ha'alumos, but if you had some very tall stalks, bein birshus harabim, bein birshus hayachid no telu machris. So now, let's analyze. This really is a problem for everybody because the Resha doesn't work for one and the Seifa doesn't work for the other. So Rabba hechi mitaritzla, v'Rava hechi mitaritzla. According to both of them, there's a problem. So here's what Rabba would say. Three lines from the bottom. Rabba mitaritzla tame b'simen. Rabba says that this brisa that we just read, six lines from the bottom, he says that the focal point of this is a simen, that the item that's lost, the kricha that you left there, has a little bit of a simen. The Rava mitars the tamei b'makom. And Rava says we're talking about the key feature of the simen of the makom being a simen. Now let's go through each one. Rava mitars the tamei b'simen as follows: Krichos birshus harabim. When we're talking about piles that are in a public domain, hare elu shelo. Why are these still considered to be yours? Because let's remember that Rava was talking about simen. Hare elu shelo. Mishum tap of chaf gimel amen aleph demidrasa. Rashi says v'simen ha'asui lidaresu. It's going to get destroyed. That's why it's hare elu shelo. Birshus hayachid no telu machris de lo midrasa. But when an item is lost with its simen in private property, you have to be machris because no one's going to walk all over it. The masses aren't there. You're two people living in a house, not thousands. V'ha'alumos, and the way he understands the last part of the brice of the taller stalks. Bein b'rshus harabim, bein b'rshus hayachid, no telu machriz, because no one can touch them. Kevin digabehan lo midrasa. Since kevin digvihan, because they're very tall, no one could mess around with them. So he looks, Rabbah, with his own lens, that this whole brisa is only talking about simonim. If the simonim get ruined, hare elu shalom. If the simonim don't get ruined, then chayav lahachzir. And the Rava, Chav Gemel Amad Aleph, on the fourth line, Rava Mentaris Tame B'Makom, he says that this whole brisa can be learned through the lens of talking about the location of the lost item. Krichos Birshus HaRavim Hare Elu Shelo De Min Shatva, because they get kicked around and they get moved. Rashi, top line, De Min Shatva, Miskal Gel Baragle Adamu Vehema Ve'ena Nimtes B'Makom Shanaf Latchila. Just the Maisa. People kick things. We never walk home from shul. Kids kick rocks. They kick stones. People kick everything. There's no way that that piece of bread that was out there is sitting in the same spot. Not possible. So that's why he says that the krichos are harei elu shelo, because it will never be in the same spot. Ma she'ein kein birshus hayachid chayv lahachris delo min shatva, because it doesn't get kicked or moved around. It's in the same exact spot. And because it's in the same spot, chayv lahachris, that's a very valid simen. Very good. The ha'alumos, what about the tall ones? How would Rava understand that part of the brisa, knowing that his lens is about makom? Bein b'rshus ha'rabim, bein b'rshus ha'yachid, no telu machris. Kevin the yakire, because they're very heavy or because they're very expensive, lo min shatva. People don't kick those kinds of things. That's not the kind. If you were like walking down the road and you saw a bale of hay, you're not going to like give a big run up and try. You're going to leave it. It's big, so you'll leave it alone. We'll stop right here. Mir Tashem, we'll pick up on Shabbos. I think we're learning on Shabbos at 5 o'clock. And then 5 to 6, we'll have Shir. And then 6, I'm doing the picture presentation about the Israel mission. Wishing you all a beautiful night.